Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Richie Valenzuela bringing us back. That's the name his mother gave him. He went by Richie Valens when he was when he made that song, and of course that's the original. I'm trying to think. Los Lobos made a cover of that song a few years later. Anyway, and by the way, Richie was the guy who took it in an airplane with the late great Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper, Jerry Silverman. You don't remember that, but that was a day in history. What was it? McLean called it the day the music died.
Yep, that was Don McLean from American Pie.
Yep, exactly. Well, Jerry Silverman is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Thanks for hanging out with us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jerry's is corporateturnaround.com. Jerry, we're talking about the big mistakes that small business owners make, especially when they get themselves into a bind. How do we help them see what it looks like when it's starting to get into a bind? What is it? Is it when we lose a customer, a big customer drops out, our cash flow drops off real quick? Is it when we lose, somebody beats us out of some AR or something like that? What is it? What are some of the early signs, the early warning signs that we're about to get upside down with our creditors?
Your stomach. Your stomach will tell you everything. As soon as you feel that pressure from your cash flow, it's going to hit your stomach or your back or something like that. You weren't expecting that answer. You know, you can look at things on a balance sheet, but mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you feel it as a small business owner. It is all emotional, and that's what prevents people from reacting. It's that overwhelming emotion that they don't know what to do. Now, if you want to point to certain specific things, there isn't one, Jim. I mean, it could be anything. Recently, I went in to see a client who was very close to my office, and I had not met him before. He was in our program for 2 years. Gentleman was he's a mechanic. He does transmissions, and he rebuilds engines. What happened to him, and of course, you know, everything happens pretty much all at once.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years ago, when the market went bad, car dealerships started closing up, and he would do a lot of mechanical work for car dealerships. So mm-hmm. he lost. Not only did he lose his two biggest customers, a Chrysler and a GM dealership, not only did he lose them as a customer, but he also lost the money that they already owed him.
Wow.
So that's a double whammy right there.
Yep, yep.
Not only that, limousine companies started closing down. Mm-hmm. That's also who he did a lot of business with because he fixes engines. And so he's losing all his customers.
As
he
I've said down. Before, Jerry, when it starts going bad, it all goes bad.
Yeah, that's it. You know. Murphy's Law. And Murphy's Law is better than natural law. I'm telling you, it is so real. One of the things I tell all my clients is always keep a reserve and always be conservative.
That's the reason why retained earnings are such a big deal.
You know, when people get into a financial problem and they're having trouble paying their creditors, it is natural for them to want to reduce their debt, to save their money, you know, save money through a negotiation, like cut the debt down in half. It's natural for people to want that. The other thing they want to do is to settle with their creditors as quickly as possible because while it's outstanding, it's painful for them.
Right.
Unfortunately, that's the worst thing that they can do. So they get deeper in the hole because they have almost no money to work with. And the faster you settle with your creditors, the more it's going to impact your cash flow, the faster you have to pay them.
Right.
Ideally, if you can keep your creditors at bay for a certain amount of time until the right affordable deal comes along, that's how you get out of debt. But
again, managing the primary, secondary, and tertiary creditors in terms of how important they are to your being able to continue to do business.
Exactly. I don't want to necessarily negotiate unless I absolutely, positively have to with the utility company, the electricity company, natural gas, or a vital supplier, or if you're a printer and they have a lease on the machinery that you absolutely need to do what you do.
So
you can't afford to lose that. So you want to keep them whole. You don't necessarily want to negotiate with them, but you do want to negotiate with the less important creditors.
Mm-hmm. So how soon should I bring somebody in, like a company like yours? At what point should I start consulting with you guys, people like you who help work out of these situations? Do I do it when I first, when that first pain in my stomach, that the sickening feeling in my stomach, or do I wait a little longer?
You know, that would be great if people called us when they first feel it. That would be great, but it's not realistic. I know my customers. They only come in at the last possible, you know, at the last possible
Because I still
moment.
Think I can fix it, I think, you know, and I don't want to
And
talk
they
about
try.
It.
And they try. And there's a lot of consumer advocates out there that tell consumers, not necessarily business owners,
right.
but they're one and the same sometimes, that'll say, go and negotiate with your creditors. And they get the creditors on the phone. The creditors aren't going to do anything
right.
for them. If you're making minimum payments on your credit cards, for example, mm-hmm. and you as a business owner try to negotiate, they're like, what, are you crazy? Why would I do that when you're
right.
paying me top dollar?
Mm-hmm.
So until you stop paying them, they're not going to... You know, they're not going to do it out of goodwill because you have a sad story necessarily. You've
right.
got to strategically do the right thing.
Right. So, folks, you know.
Oh, wait a minute. You asked a question that I do want to answer. You said, at what point would you know? I'm going to tell you, if you look at your aged payables, if you just look at your payables,
mm-hmm.
that really tells everything. When, let's say, 50% of your debts are over 60 days old.
Right.
You have a pretty serious
debt
problem.
To make a phone
and it says
call,
it right
you?
There on your payables.
Probably need to make a phone call. That's a good rule of thumb. Jerry, give us that website again, folks.
It's www.corporateturnaround.com.
Corporateturnaround.com, folks. Check it out and use Jerry as a good example. There are a lot of people across the country who do this sort of thing, but Jerry's he's one of the best. And if you're in trouble, if you need help, check him out, corporateturnaround.com. Hey, Jerry, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Jerry Severman, ladies and gentlemen, Severman with a B. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.